Hi, I'm Bob Pitcher, Vice President of State Laws at the American Trucking Associations. Today we're joined by Matthew Bowles, President and CEO of National Fleet Services. National Fleet Services is a transportation consulting and compliance firm that provides a variety of services to motor carriers that improve their efficiency and save companies money. One of the many services that they offer includes conducting tax recovery reviews and finding tax savings opportunities. Matthew, thanks for joining us. After working with trucking companies of all sizes throughout the country, what are three areas motor carriers should all consider when it comes to sales tax?
Thank you. We do spend a lot of time looking at the sales tax, looking at all operational taxes as it relates to a motor carrier. One of the first things we try to understand is what is the behavior of the vendors. Many times a vendor will make a decision for you and something happens to the motor carrier as opposed to the motor carrier being proactive. So we really want to make sure they're acting accordingly, honoring our exemptions, and invoicing us correctly. The other area we look at is the behavior of our maintenance department. You know, a couple of reasons we look at the maintenance department, because one, they may be buying things off market, off pricing, maybe making decisions to go to different vendors that aren't the vendors that we want to concentrate on. All of those give us an opportunity to find things that are taxed incorrectly. So a one-time purchase, a one-time vendor relationship, a lot of times it's just set incorrectly from the outset. And the final area we look at is accounts payable. A lot of times by the time it gets to accounts payable, all the taxing decisions have been made. Our ability to reassess at that time and to short pay or to provide an exemption, many times it's just generally too late, particularly if things are being paid 45 days out. So those three areas, vendor behavior, looking at the behavior of our maintenance department, looking at the behavior of our accounts payable, really dictate what happens to us from a tax perspective.
All those areas, Matt, are very helpful, I'm sure. I get a lot of calls from carriers who just assume that they're sales tax exempt everywhere. Thank you very much.